Now, one famous British war horse, Warrior, became known as the horse the Germans couldn't kill, as we hear now from James Keating.
When Warrior first entered the Great War in 1914, the conflict was expected to be fought across the open fields of France and Belgium. Within months, opposing sides were fighting from trenches for every inch of ground. War horses didn't suit this kind of battle. But Warrior didn't leave the fight. Owned by General Jack Seeley, this war horse was quickly into the thick of things. By 1915, Warrior had narrowly avoided capture and survived being shot at and shelled. Promotion was in order for him and General Seeley. They took command of the Canadian Cavalry. The Canadian Cavalry were a motley bunch of ranchers, Mounties, and Native Americans. Seeley and Warrior would lead them in battles across the front line over the next 2 years. Warrior became a hero, and in 1918, as the Germans mounted their spring offensive, he would face his greatest challenge. At Morale Wood in France, Warrior stood at the head of the cavalry. The Germans were advancing westward rapidly. Stopping them was crucial. A line was drawn at the Avre River. Warrior rode out, followed by 11 other horses. The plan was for General Seeley to plant a red pennant at the top of the hill above the river. The pennant would guide the rest of the cavalry into battle. As soon as the pennant is planted, chaos erupts. The cavalry charges. Horses are mown down by machine gun fire. Shells fall around them. Men thrown from their mounts fight with pistol and blade. Warrior, amazingly, stays in the battle. Soon the Germans are forced back. As light fades, Morale Wood belongs to the Canadian cavalry. The German advance is halted. It's a massive turning point in the war. Shortly after the battle, an injury forced Warrior out of the war. It's remarkable he survived at all. Of 1 million horses sent to France, only 62,000 returned home. Only one of them, upon his death in 1941, had an obituary which read, "The horse the Germans could not kill."
An amazing story of courage and heroism told there by James Keating.